Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Managing your diabetes just got easier. The powerful new Dexcom G7 lets you see your glucose numbers on your compatible watch and phone without fingersticks. And because Dexcom G7 is the most accurate CGM system, you can be confident in your food, exercise, and medication decisions. And all those decisions can lead to big results, like more time in range and lower A1C. Get started at Dexcom.com.
Dexcom data on file 2023. If your glucose alerts and readings from the G7 do not match symptoms or expectations, use a blood glucose meter to make diabetes treatment decisions. For a list of compatible devices, visit Dexcom.com/compatibility.
From the Abraham Lincoln Radio Studio at the George Washington Broadcast Center,
Jack Armstrong and Joe Getty.
The Armstrong and Getty Show.
The oldest president in U.S. history was in New York today addressing the United Nations. Joe Biden is older than the U.N. itself. That's not a joke. That's true. He's like, I remember when this building was a saltwater taffy shack. And all his leader friends from other countries were there. The fella from down under, big guy, too tall, Padre, bucko.
Pretty funny.
He's old, you see.
Yeah, very.
Yeah.
So this is interesting. It's from Bloomberg.com. This is a serious piece about investing. This is not like a USA Today fluff piece. They're actually trying to figure this out. And research shows that when company executives use a lot of words and complicated phrases, they're usually hiding poor performance. And the shorter and simpler statements are the ones that are going to do the best. So they took a look at the Russell 1000 Large Cap Index, a whole bunch of companies. They split into 10 groups of 100 and looked at it over the last 7 years. The 100 companies whose officers used the most complex language averaged a return of around 9%. The companies that the CEOs used the simplest language to talk about their company returned over 15%.
And Doesn't this apply to, like, everything in life?
Yes.
I mean, the answer to the question, where have you been, or did you do that, or,
yes,
you know, whatever, it's just, this rings so true.
What can lie behind this? In part, it's because if you have something to hide, you will tend to take refuge in longer words and more convoluted sentences, as Joe just said.
Yes, I would.
These will help you hide your meaning. As the trial of Elizabeth Holmes, who ran the failed blood testing startup Theranos, is in the news, it's instructive to look at this quote from a now infamous profile of her from The New Yorker, published in 2014, before the problems with her technology had been revealed. What exactly happened?
And before I owned a wolf.
She was wearing her turtleneck and she was the female Steve Jobs.
Shortly before I purchased my wolf. Down, Balto, down.
What exactly happens in the machine is treated as a state secret, and Holmes' description of the process was comically vague. Here's her quote. A chemistry is performed so that a chemical reaction occurs and generates a signal from the chemical interaction with the sample, which is translated into a result, which is then reviewed by certified laboratory personnel. She added that thanks to miniaturization and automation, they were able to handle these tiny samples. And they used that as an example of convoluted speak that you can't really figure out what the hell she's saying. And it turns out she was hiding something. The fact that it didn't work at all.
Yeah.
When people start to waffle like this in earnings calls, then it should be no surprise when their subsequent share price performance is bad. The converse is true of clarity. Those who know exactly what they want to do are likely to be able to express it clearly and then do this. I thought that was pretty interesting research.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, absolutely. And again, it rings true. It's interesting that it would apply to corporate earnings, I guess. But
yeah. But and like you said, we intuitively thought this anyway. But now I'm more convinced of when I'm hearing somebody doing the word salad, they're hiding something.
Yeah, don't BS a BSer. Some of us are pretty good at sensing that. So speaking of business advice, this is actually life advice. Somebody, Warren Buffett was doing his usual something or other he does, where people get to ask him questions and he speaks on the issues of the day, economic. And a youngster, not a child, but a young adult, asked him, do you have any advice for a young person like me getting ahead? Warren Buffett, in two sentences, which I don't have in front of me, but I will paraphrase because it's easy to do, said, hang around people who are better than you. Seek associates where you work who are better than you. Their ways will rub off. Hang around people who are good at their jobs and good at life.
Hmm.
I think that's excellent advice. I learned a long time ago, beware of the people who are constant bitchers and put out negative energy.
I've told my kids that at school, hang around the kids that are succeeding as opposed to the kids that aren't.
Mm-hmm.
It's very easy to, I've never done this actually, but I can see how it might be easy to fall into the group that stands around and mocks the successful.
Oh, yeah.
And,
oh, yeah. Beware that group,
Yeah. Youngsters. Interesting advice from one of the world's richest men.
Yes, indeed. Does he still live in the little house with the little car and everything?
Lives in the same house he bought like in the 70s or 60s or 50s or something. He's very old.
In my little house with my little car? What the hell does that mean? Sorry, different guy. Different story.
Can we hear...
Oh, yeah. Justin, I know what you're going to say.
Justin Trudeau one more time.
I know. I've been thinking about it since we played it. I want to hear it again.
Prime Minister of Canada.
I will never apologize for standing up for an LGBTQ2+ kids' rights.
About the way, before he says it the first time, you get the sense he's been practicing it. He takes a breath so he can get through it all, and then he like really goes for it, like swinging for the fences. One more
time. I will
time.
Never apologize for standing up for an LGBTQ2+.
Did you edit that to make it worse, or is that actually the way it played out?
That is original. I pulled that clip.
Yeah, Michael, nicely done.
You know what it reminds me of, though, is this clip.
But resist, we much. We must, and we will much about that be committed.
Yeah, but here's the fundamental difference. Sharpton, to his credit, though he is an incoherent huckster and a liar, he keeps going as if he is making a statement that must be heard, no matter how idiotic and convoluted his sentence became. Trudeau, on the other hand, in the space of 5 seconds, goes from defiant to utterly discouraged and deflated, and he has some woman trying to prompt him and the rest of it. He goes from, I am your leader, and I have never apologized, to just complete despair.
Duh.
I will never apologize for standing up for an LGBTQ2+ kids.
A sound of a Canadian despair right there.
He's such a cute little fella.
Yes.
LGBTQ2+.
I will never apologize for standing up for an LGBTQ2+,
Prime Minister, sir.
I get him mixed up with Macron sometimes because they're both cute little fellers. Cute little foreign fellers.
Yeah.
In tight fitting suits.
What was I going to say? Is there a two in there? When he finally slowed down and got it right after his moment of despair, he threw a two in there.
Yeah, I don't know what that is.
What is that?
I don't know. I don't know. Probably should look into that so we're on the right side of history.
Screw that.
All right. You want to be on the wrong side of history.
All right. It's fair charge.
What?
Speaking of business news, I can't believe I haven't mentioned this. Maybe you live in San Diego. Maybe you don't. But San Diego home prices dropped for the second month in a row.
Oh, wow.
Now, they're up substantially, obviously, up 13%+ this year, but they have dropped 2 months in a row. Keep an eye on it.
Moving down.
Is the ride over? If something can't go on, it must stop.
Right. Is it a soft landing, a bubble bursting, a crash, a K-shaped recovery, et cetera? I don't know, but it's worth noting.
Tiny nugget from the new Woodward book worth mentioning that just came out. We could revisit cancel culture as being written about in the New York Times and the Atlantic.
Oh, and another thing I've meant to get to, but I haven't squeezed it in yet, is the inside story is starting to emerge of how Israel assassinated a major Iranian nuclear scientist.
Oh, yeah.
And how that story evolved. So interesting.
Yeah, I read that whole thing over the weekend. You got to love remote control machine guns and stuff.
Oh, huh? Don't give it away.
All that on the way.
Armstrong and Getty. The Armstrong and Getty Show.
I will never apologize for standing up for an LGBTQ 2+.
Okay, that's Justin Trudeau of Canada. We didn't know what the 2+ was. Let's go through all this just so none of us get in trouble. L is lesbian, G is gay, B is bisexual, T is transgender. I think we all knew that. Q is queer. Then queer is an umbrella term used to categorize the entirety of the LGBTQ2+ community sometimes. But then the two is for two spirits. It's an indigenous
Pardon
thing.
Pardon me?
That's an indigenous thing. So for your Native Americans, they look at it as a two spirits thing with the sexual orientation. So you don't want to live out indigenous people's particular view of how you split up the orientations.
But is that like bisexual Indians, Native Americans, or is it something entirely different?
Two spirits, because a person may be believed to have both the male and the female spirits within them.
I see.
And then there's the plus sign, which is there to represent all the other identities that you may have already heard of.
Because as the Prime Minister illustrated, this thing is already getting too long.
Yeah, the plus thing is supposed to just, it's basically saying etc., which is non-binary, pansexual, asexual, intersexual,
right,
etc.
Otherwise, we're just going to recite the alphabet every time, the entire alphabet, every time we're talking about this stuff. Mm-hmm. Not to mention several numbers, the plus sign, the divided sign, the division. Yeah, just.
I like the idea of just using queer to cover all of it. If we could all get on board with that, it'd be fine with me.
How about we just describe people as people, Jack? Kumbaya.
I'm Joe Getty.
I'm Joe Getty. No, you're not. I am. I love the way this is written. Story about a leading nuclear scientist in Iran getting rubbed out as he was driving along the road with his wife. I don't know if his wife had it coming, but don't marry a Iranian nuclear scientist trying to perfect a bomb to wipe Israel off the face of the map.
The leading nuclear scientist.
Head guy. So this guy gets rubbed out on his way to work. The news reports from Iran that afternoon were confusing, contradictory, and mostly wrong. A team of assassins had waited alongside the road. I remember all of this.
Yes, we talked about it a lot.
Mr. Fakhrizada to drive by, one report said. Residents heard a big explosion followed by an intense machine gun fire. said another. A truck exploded ahead of his car, then five or six gunmen jumped out of a nearby car and opened fire. A social media channel affiliated with the Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps reported an intense gun battle between Mr. Fakhrizadeh's bodyguards and as many as a dozen attackers. Remember, that's a government channel.
I remember saying at the time, how the heck do the Israelis get all those people in there, assassinate somebody, and then get out? They are like magicians.
One of the most far-fetched accounts emerged a few days later. Several Iranian news organizations reported that the assassin was a killer robot and that the entire operation was conducted by remote control. Please. These reports directly contradicted the supposedly eyewitness accounts of the gun battle between teams of assassins and bodyguards and reports that some of the assassins had been arrested or killed. Iranians mocked the story as a transparent effort to minimize the embarrassment of the elite security force that failed to protect one of the country's most closely guarded figures. Why don't you just say Tesla built the Nissan, it drove by itself, parked by itself, fired the shots, and blew itself up? One hardline social media account said, here's the deal, though. It was a killer robot. That last report was absolutely accurate. The Israelis somehow guided a pickup truck that was mounted with a super machine gun. I mean, this thing, what is this? It fires 600 rounds a minute, but super high powered, connected to a series of cameras and sensors, and an assassin who was sitting behind a computer screen hundreds of miles away or wherever the guy happened to be. And they had this thing parked by the road, surveilled the guy, watched him drive along, and when the moment was right, bluey, 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 like the final, I think it was the final episode of Breaking Bad. They went all remote control machine gun on the guy. Do not anger these Israelis.
So Ian Bremmer was mocking the New York Times coverage of this and tweeted out, New York Times with a solid onion contender about their actual headline, that he said it sounded like something out of the Onion, because underneath the headline it said, despite his prominent position, Iran's top nuclear scientist wanted to live a normal life. He loved reading, poetry, taking his family to the seashore, and driving his own car instead of having bodyguards driving him in an armored vehicle. Why did the New York Times try to paint this guy who's building a nuclear bomb to destroy Israel as such a kind, loving, nice guy? Why'd they do that?
That is so New York Times. What did they call al-Baghdadi, an austere scholar?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Weird that they do that.
Speaking of The Onion, that reminds me. It's a Babylon Bee headline I saw. We must Biden administration says we must continue admitting unvaccinated immigrants to replace all the workers who got fired for being unvaccinated. Thought that was nice.
That's pretty good.
They're not checking their vaccine forms there on the border. They're just letting them in by the thousands. How odd. On the other hand, you're a British businessman. You're a French tourist. You're a lawful immigrant coming in via Lufthansa? Please, you're going to have to show your papers and show them good.
Okay, do you want something scary? I know you all think of scariance and doom scrolling and trying to scare us and that sort of stuff, but I always listen to Scott Gottlieb because he's the first person I heard say back in March of 2020, say, some town has got to have the guts to close things down, and I thought, that's never going to happen. He's the first person I heard say it, so... He said today on CNBC, we haven't seen a flu season in about 2 years. So we haven't put immunity back into the population around the flu. When the flu does come back, and it will come back, it's going to come back very aggressively. And if there's a mismatch between the flu vaccine and the circulating strain, it could be very bad. And then you're going to have COVID on top of that. So businesses are going to have to do things a lot differently than they are. I think it's going to be a risk, blah, 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 blah. So... He thinks it could get pretty ugly when the flu comes back.
A friend of mine just went to the doctor, and her doctor told her, absolutely get the flu shot this year. Really important to get it.
That's interesting, given the fact that he's saying there could be a real mismatch because we haven't had the flu for a couple of years. Between the shot and the...
Yeah, he's saying that would be extra bad, and it would be.
I don't usually get a flu shot.
I think I have twice in my life.
Yeah. Of course, the flu ain't going to kill me, probably. Of course, neither's COVID, actually. So funny that you would mention that.
Yeah. Yeah. No kidding. I am so sick of illness talk, you know?
No kidding. A squirmy Bill Gates getting some attention when he was asked about his friendship with Jeffrey Epstein. Amazon is going to hire you if you tested positive for smoking pot. now they're, and then they had to get rid of you or wouldn't hire you. Now now they're going to overlook it. That's among other things that we've got coming up in a little bit. If you ever miss an hour, you can find it on the podcast at armstrongandgetty.com.
Armstrong and Getty.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Like many of us, you might think identity theft will never happen to you. But consider this. There's a new identity theft victim every 3 seconds in the U.S. That's over 15 million people by the end of this year, equal to the populations of New York, Los Angeles, and Chicago combined. Even worse, identity theft victims often don't even know they're victims. That's why LifeLock Identity Theft Protection alerts you to identity threats, even the ones that don't show up on a credit report, like data breaches, fraudulent bank transactions, loan and credit card applications, and crimes committed in your name. If your identity is stolen, your own dedicated LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will work to fix it. LifeLock protects you in ways that you simply can't on your own. Join now and save up to 25% your first year at LifeLock.com/iHeart. That's LifeLock.com/iHeart to save up to 25%. Identity theft protection starts here.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit Spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
The Armstrong and Getty Show. Take my
word. In other news, Amazon announced today that they are further relaxing their drug testing policies, going so far as to reinstate former employees and applicants who were fired or not hired due to marijuana screenings. Feels like Amazon's trying really hard to just be the cool boss, doesn't it? Oh, you can smoke the weed, yeah, choke up some pot, my doobie brother, go for it. Amazon also announced that they plan to lobby the federal government to legalize marijuana, which is probably in the best interests of a company that sells 72-ounce tubs of marshmallow fluff.
Wow.
It's beyond inevitable. What happens when you're on the other side of inevitable? Like it should have happened a long time ago. Most of the states in the country, marijuana is legal, but there's all kinds of federal laws that keep employers from hiring people who can't pass a whiz quiz.
Or anybody in the business making a deposit in a regular bank.
Which is ridiculous.
Yeah.
While we're on the subject of Amazon, which is run by
Jeffrey Bezos.
Oh, at some point, we need to play that whole song. We've got it bleeped. There's just a couple of unfortunate phrases in it.
So a Vox article about Jeffrey Bezos that we mentioned yesterday got beaten up pretty good yesterday on social media. I came across this on Tim Sandifer's Twitter feed. Vox dropped a really, really stupid article today blaming Jeffrey Bezos for all kinds of damage to the environment with all of his Amazon trucks driving around out there. And Vox went on at length about how he might be the biggest polluter in the world. Well, a whole bunch of different people. Economists, mathematicians, different people said, wait a sec, that doesn't make any sense, and looked at it and concluding by going through all the trips they make and all the trips other people don't make by not having to go to the store, on how he's almost certainly a net plus for the environment.
I'd like to read that.
In that he's saving so much carbon pollution by, I'm not driving in the snow, like I said yesterday. How many gazillion trips less do I make than that one trip? Me and everybody in my neighborhood, one truck comes. All of us didn't make a trip to the store.
You know, that's a good point, and one that had escaped me yesterday, as I am a halfwit, is that you got one big old truck that services bunches of houses. Not one truck per address.
I have no interest in standing up for Jeffrey. Jeffrey, what's his name?
Jeffrey Bezos.
But it just doesn't make any sense. And so Amazon is almost certainly a net neutral at the very least, but probably net positive for the impact. So there you go.
Yeah. Vox strings together words very nicely in many cases, but they are so ideological.
Yeah, that was kind of the point of pushing back on that, is that they get a head full of steam for something, and then all the blue check marks are so in love with the idea of what they wrote that everybody retweets it, and there you go. Bill Gates squirms, fiddles with his ring finger when asked about ties to Jeffrey Epstein. I did not watch this interview. He was on the PBS NewsHour last night. And they're asking him about hanging around Jeffrey Epstein, who I'm going to assume for the sake of this that you know who he is. Scumbag.
Child molester, trafficker in underage girls.
Pedophile, something or other. Friend to the rich and powerful. Anyway, this is Bill Gates being questioned.
What did you do when you found out about his background?
Well, and you know, I've said I regretted having those dinners. And there's nothing, absolutely nothing new on that.
Is there a lesson for you, for anyone else looking at this?
Well, he's dead, so... you know, in general, you always have to be careful.
Wow, that was just evading two questions in a row.
He says, you know, in general, you always have to be careful. And, you know, I'm very proud of what we've done in philanthropy, very proud of the work of the foundation.
Wow. Yeah,
that's funny. I didn't have a feeling that Bill Gates was, like, obviously dirty in this whole Jeffrey Epstein thing. But that was a weird way to answer those questions.
Oh, are you kidding? It was bizarre. Play that again, Michael.
What did you do when you found out about his background?
All right, stop it.
Well,
I cut off contact immediately, as anybody would. I had no idea. He was a very persuasive man, a financier. He was friends with several people I was friends with, but good Lord, once I found out what he was up to, I cut off contact. How do you answer anyway but that?
I was a combination of sick to my stomach and very angry when I found out. I had no idea. That's how you answer.
All right, let's hear the actual answer.
What did you do when you found out about his background?
Well, and you know, I've said I regretted having those dinners, and there's nothing, absolutely nothing new on that.
Is there a lesson for you, for what? Anyone else looking at this?
Well, he's dead, so you know, in general, you always have to be careful.
But then he again says, "But I've got a great charity. How about that charity I run?" Is there a lesson in all of this? Don't hang out with child rapists? I'm not sure exactly how I would have answered that question.
Well, I think her follow-up was because his answer was so weird to the question before.
Yeah.
I think that's what led her to the follow, I think. Judy Woodruff of PBS NewsHour. I regretted having those dinners, and there's absolutely nothing new on that.
Dinner table events.
That's right. Who answers that question that way?
Well, then I guess the answer to the second question is you need to be careful who you're hanging around.
You used to hang out with one of the most famous now pedophiles in the history of the world. Well, I regretted having those dinners, and there's absolutely nothing new on that. And then that's after the, struggling to come up with, I don't know.
That's odd.
That's funny. I never thought of you had any guilt in this before now, but now I'm wondering what is going on there. He possibly sounds like a guy who's been coached up by lawyers a lot and so immediately gets tongue-tied on what he can and can't say.
Well, he's dead.
Always good response.
Yeah. Yeah. Wow, that's weird.
You know, I had dinners with him, Gates replied, fiddling nervously with his hands and pulling on the ring finger on his left hand. Why is he still wearing a ring on his left hand? The old lady left him.
He's dead.
What does that have to do with the question you were just asked? She asked you, is there a lesson that can be learned from all of this? Well, he's dead. This is the genius Bill Gates? Wow, there's something funky there.
But isn't the rumor that as soon as his wife heard that he had all these meetings and dinners and stuff with Jeffrey Epstein, that's when everything went south? That's what the rumor is on their marriage.
Yes. Well, I've heard that rumor, yeah. I have no idea if it's true. But although it's Bill Gates, famously a tomcat. Tomcatting around on the missus.
Oh, yeah?
I had always assumed it was with grown women, though. Yeah, there are various, open secret love affairs.
God, I'm not a good judge of men on this, really, but he's like the least sexy figure I can imagine. Just everything about him screams, don't have sex with me, doesn't it? And she's who's he coming on to that's finding that attractive?
I don't know. He's got billions.
Is that it? Is it the billions covers that up?
Maybe, you spend the night at his place, he gives you a cab fare home, and it's $1 million. You know, it's intoxicating for a person.
I'll do it for $1 million.
Right.
Just, what's that old saying? I'll close my eyes and think of England or whatever.
Exactly.
Or MacGyver.
I think of MacGyver.
Right. What?
That's a Patty and Selma joke from The Simpsons. Close your eyes and think of MacGyver.
Beautiful.
We'll finish strong. What do you think is that Bill Gates thing? It seemed like anything to you? Text line 415-295-KFTC.
Well, he's dead.
Armstrong and Getty.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
This is it. Your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
The Armstrong and Getty Show.
I was first hipped to the Jeffrey Bezos song by my then 21-year-old hipster daughter, who's up on all the latest memes and trends and TikToks and whatnot. She sent it along. I found it very funny. We now use it occasionally, a bit of it on the show, but here it is.
You came from, look at you now. Zuckerberg and Gates and Buffett, amateurs can suck it. Their wives drink their blood. Come on, Jeff, get 'em!
Get 'em.
The unedited version of it is obscenely hilarious.
Get 'em.
Get 'em.
It reminds me of the song Amadeus Amadeus, where it's basically just a, you know, it's a biopic in music form. And that's,
well, and he name checks Elon Musk, Warren Buffett, blank their wives, drink their blood. Good Lord.
Born in 1964. That's funny.
It's stupid-olicious. Just from Jeffrey Bezos.
Jeffrey Bezos.
Chop, chop. So horribly 80s, too. Beautiful.
What,
so much great creativity out there.
What haven't I gotten to yet today?
I got the New York Times claiming that the only reason Elizabeth Holmes is in trouble is sexism.
Oh, come on.
Some activist woman writing, Ellen Pao, tech investor, chief executive of Project Include, a diversity, equity, and inclusion nonprofit.
All right.
I can hit you with her reasoning.
Okay.
After it was revealed that Theranos was not transparent when its blood testing equipment failed, it became clear that the company would be the exception that proves the rule that tech chief executives rarely face the full consequences of the harm they cause. Yet Ms. Holmes is also exceptional for the basic fact that she is a woman. Time and again, we see that the boys' club that is the tech industry supports and protects its own. And when the door cracks open ever so slightly to let a woman in, the same rules don't apply.
Okay, you got to throw out at least one dude that's ever become a billionaire off a completely phony product. I mean, that's pretty extraordinary. She became a billionaire off a completely phony product.
Well, and continued to defraud people out of tremendous amounts of money after she knew it had failed. Here's what they're comparing it to. Though never charged with crimes, WeWork's Adam Neumann and Uber's Travis Kalanick hyped their way into raising over $10 billion for their companies, claiming they would disrupt their stagnant, tired industries. Well, that's salesmanship. That's not saying, I mean, if Travis Kalanick had raised over $10 billion and then never had any cars or drivers and never intended to, well, I think she probably intended to have a single drop of blood, et cetera. That's a terrible
comparison.
Nothing counts
so much as blood.
All right, Gene, we know. That's a terrible comparison.
The fact that she was an attractive young woman is a lot of why she was able to raise all that money, I think, too. I think a lot of these old, rich, powerful guys either kind of were turned on by her or saw her like their granddaughters or something was going on there.
All right, I got another one for you. Leading this race to the bottom, Juul brought vaping mainstream, raising billions of dollars along the way. Kevin Burns, the chief exec who helped raise the money for Juul, claimed his product was designed to help people stop smoking cigarettes. Okay, that's the claim. Here's the truth. Nevertheless, in June 2019, Congress began an investigation into Juul's part in the youth nicotine epidemic, including efforts to make its products as safe for children. Wait a minute. You said he claimed his product was designed to help people stop smoking cigarettes, and then you completely changed the topic in the second half of the paragraph. That's not the way writing works. Unbelievable. God, that's the desire to find racism, sexism, whatever, everywhere. Just it either makes people nonsensical or this gal is just nuts.
I've been checking in on the podcast about the Elizabeth Holmes trial a little bit. It's pretty interesting. It looks like, and some people think, she got pregnant on a particular time to time it with the trial to be a much more sympathetic character.
Wow.
To the jury.
Huh. Is it possible it's a coincidence?
Sure, but
I mean, she's one of the great con women of our time.
She's one of the greatest con people in the history of the world.
That's true. So a well-timed sympathy pregnancy is not beyond her, certainly.
No, absolutely not. Mentioned this earlier. It's worth mentioning again. This is from the Associated Press, ladies and germs. This is not Sean Hannity saying this. Haitian migrants, do you remember earlier this week, all the headlines were how the Biden administration shipping Haitians back to Haiti. They're not having it. They won't put up with it. Not the Biden administration. They're tough on the border. And the media ran with that a lot. And there's some pushback from the way left. We don't like this. But it allowed it to kind of go away from a lot of your lefty reporting. Well, they're shipping the Haitians back. It's what I heard. This is the Associated.
Do we have the Trump saying bull-ass clip, Michael? Sounds like you're kind of lolling there. You're half asleep. You're not paying attention to the show.
No, I'm setting up something.
Come on. What do we have to tip you to get us out? There we go.
The Associated Press reporting, Haitian migrants camped in a Texas border town are being released into the United States on a very, very large scale, undercutting the Biden administration's public statements that thousands in the camp faced immediate expulsion, U.S. officials say. So according to U.S. officials, on a very, very, two varies, very, very large scale, Haitians are just being sent out into the country. Not back to Haiti.
Wow.
They got here, they got across, they get to stay.
Tiny percentage being sent to Haiti. Tiny.
Hello, Elizabeth Holmes here with my wolf, Balto. We're wearing matching black turtlenecks. I did paw stick him. He had wolf lineage, so I'm calling him a wolf. So there. Ha ha. Anyway, final thoughts.
Here's your host for Final Thoughts, Joe Getty.
Thank you, Elizabeth. Let's get a final thought from everybody on the crew. There he is, pressing the control room buttons, keeping us on the air. Michelangelo. Michael, final thought?
Yeah, even before today, I never cared for Bill Gates. This is the man that brought us the Microsoft Zoom, the worst Christmas gift I ever asked for, right next to the BlackBerry phone.
Young Alex is our producer behind the scenes, rather. Alex, final thought?
Yeah, you know, we were talking about Conor McGregor and his lousy, lousy first pitch. It matches his whiskey that he makes. It's also very, very lousy.
Is it really? He sold it for hundreds of millions of dollars. Of course, that doesn't mean anything.
There's no accounting for taste. Yeah. There are plenty of whiskeys out there. You don't have to drink a celebrity whiskey, boneheads. Jack, a final thought for us?
Yeah, my youngest, my 9-year-old, is playing fall ball Little League and is super duper into it. So last night, we're playing catch after dinner. It's the main thing I was dreaming of when I had kids was to get to play catch after dinner. We were playing catch last night, and I thought to myself, this is as good as it gets right here. This is the absolute pinnacle of how good life gets right here.
Fantastic. That's nice. On the other hand, I just got another text from my wife. We have yet another expensive household repair we need to take on in addition to the one I briefly described yesterday. I'm seriously considering going back to renting.
Paying for things that you get no enjoyment out of is the worst part of being an adult.
Yeah, I'm grateful to be able to afford this stuff, but it's such a drag.
Yeah.
It was working great yesterday. What happened?
Maybe you're cursed.
I could be. I certainly deserve it. All the evil I've done.
Armstrong and Getty wrapping up another grueling 4-hour workday.
So many people who thank so little time. Go to armstrongandgetty.com. Pick yourself up an A&G t-shirt. Helps to keep the guys on the payroll. You can email us, mailbag@armstrongandgetty.com. And as always, if you miss any part of the show, you can get it at Armstrong and Getty On Demand via podcast at armstrongandgetty.com or wherever you get podcasts.
Yeah, get the shirt with the cutoff sleeves. Huh? Go to the tractor pull. Mow your lawn. Whatever you're going to do. Good look.
Get sports bra. Very comfy.
We'll see you on Monday. No, we won't. We'll see you tomorrow. God bless America.
Listen up, Jack Wagon.
There was something that was really
monumental that occurred.
I don't care if I never get back.
When it comes on for you to go, you have to go.
I will never apologize for standing up for an LGBTQ 2+.
And the fact that that is getting lost here is very unfortunate.
Armstrong and Getty.
Managing your diabetes just got easier. The powerful new Dexcom G7 lets you see your glucose numbers on your compatible watch and phone without fingersticks. And because Dexcom G7 is the most accurate CGM system, you can be confident in your food, exercise, and medication decisions. And all those decisions can lead to big results, like more time in range and lower A1C. Get started at Dexcom.com.
Dexcom data on file 2023. If your glucose alerts and readings from the G7 do not match symptoms or expectations, use a blood glucose meter to make diabetes treatment decisions. For a list of compatible devices, visit Dexcom.com.
Refinancing your car at Kemba Financial Credit Union can get you quick access to cash to help manage high rate debts and expenses. Get up to $500 next day cash back, plus no payments for 90 days, and take cash equity out. Make your car work for you and drive away with extra cash. Apply at Kemba.org. Restrictions apply. Offer ends April 30th, 2024. Federally insured by NCUA.
Nobody wants to outlive their money, but it happens, especially for women. That's why Gainbridge offers the Parity Flex annuity, designed for women's unique retirement needs, with flexible withdrawals plus a guaranteed lifetime income benefit that keeps paying you even if your account balance is zero. Gainbridge is helping build a better financial future for women. Retirement income you can't outlive is the ultimate flex. Start saving now at Gainbridge.io. Visit Gainbridge.io/ParityFlex for current rates, full product disclosures and disclaimers, and other important information.